From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County has a lingering shortage of emergency medical technicians to work on first responder crews. Local EMS agencies say staffing is a major issue. Greene County Legislature Chairman Pat Linger, a Republican from New Baltimore, said, and I quote, "I'm sure each agency could use 3 to 5 more EMTs," end quote. The issue is not pandemic related. Linger said, and I quote, "I think it was 2013 when they started the first Greene County Ambulance Task Force. This issue has been around for a very long time. There was a task force set up, and they did a lot of mulling over data, and they came up with a plan to move forward. 4 years ago, it had boiled down to 2 separate proposals, one for the mountaintop and one for the northern end of the valley. We had Catskill, Cairo, and Durham at that time did not want to take part in the system, which kind of split the county in half. At the end of the day, when tallies and votes were taken by the town boards that would have to agree to move into that type of program, there was not enough support for it, and it died on the vine," end quote. The state used to provide reimbursements for EMS training, and Coxsackie Legislature Thomas Hobart suggested Greene County might have to do that now. Hobart said at a December 1st meeting of the Public Safety Committee, and I quote, "I think ultimately, as a legislature, we should consider a scholarship fund in order to get the people who have been deterred because of the cost of it to make them whole. At least that's a start in the right direction to provide services to all of the agencies and to ultimately the people of Greene County," end quote. It may take more money than training costs to lure people to the profession, as most EMTs in the county make barely over minimum wage. Durham legislator Pat Handel said, and I quote, "I don't understand why the wages are so low. It's such a needed service that I'm incredulous," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that the Town of Ulster Board voted December 2nd to allow cannabis sales but prohibit consumption lounges. Board member Eric Kitchen said, and I quote, "I think that New York State has not outlined or put any details into any of this on-site consumption, so the town really has no guidelines to follow," end quote. New York legalized cannabis in April, and municipalities have until December 31st to opt out of having retail sales or consumption lounges within their borders. Sales aren't expected to begin until sometime in 2022. The board voted to limit sales to the town's highway commercial and regional commercial districts. The board also decided to limit cannabis sales to 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday, and restrict shops from being closer than 1,500 feet from each other. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Rebecca F. Ward reports for the Times Union that this week Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill making the slaughter of thoroughbred and standardbred racehorses in New York a misdemeanor beginning next month. But the practice will be allowed to continue as horses outside the racing industry are often shipped on livestock trucks through New York alongside thoroughbreds to be slaughtered for human consumption in Canada. But anyone slaughtering a racehorse in New York will now get fines of up to $1,000 per horse. And racehorses who are now tattooed inside their inner lip for identification will also get a microchip implanted to track their whereabouts. State Senator Joseph P. Abadabo Jr. said, and I quote, "Greater oversight includes ensuring there is appropriate funding available for aftercare microchipping to track ownership and holding owners accountable for instances of slaughter. All are critical to improving the racing industry and future fate of horses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.